From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Compel. Interim Vice Chancellor for Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity Chuck Henson is working with student leadership on MU's campus to promote an improved campus climate. Henson held his first ever The Working Group meeting with various student leaders last night. The goal of these meetings is transparency with student leadership as administration works to create a more positive campus climate. Brittany Foltz attended the meeting on behalf of the Association of Black Graduate and Professional Students and says the working group is an opportunity for campus leaders.
So this is an opportunity for me to learn how to be a leader from other leaders who are different than me and then take that knowledge back to my organization and share that and help us to be more culturally competent in the work that we do too.
The working group will meet twice a week until mid-April. The first meetings of the week are limited to students only, but the second meeting is open to the public. Missouri senators have stripped a one-year ban on lobbying from a bill that's part of an effort to repair public trust in government. Senators approved the change 18-14 today. The Senate version of the bill originally would have required elected officials to wait 1 year after their term expires before becoming lobbyists. Under the current version, lawmakers could immediately lobby after their term's end. Supporters say a goal of closing the so-called revolving door is to limit the potential influence of former lawmakers lobbying colleagues. The push to tighten Missouri ethic laws follows the resignation of two lawmakers who left office last year amid allegations of inappropriate behavior towards interns. A group of Columbia residents are putting together a petition to recall Fifth Ward Councilmember Laura Nauser. The group, called Columbians for Responsible Government, seeks to remove Nauser from her seat in the August election because of her support of changing the proposed route of the Columbia Transmission Line project. Nauser says that she hopes everything she has done for her ward so far will help her remain in her seat.
I think my record will stand for itself. I've been pro-growth, pro-business, supported some things. I think when people look at my name, I think they see that I could be sometimes the one who has the sole vote because I stand up for what I believe in, even if I'm the only one on the council who believes that way. So hopefully that will carry me through.
The petitioners plan to begin collecting signatures to recall Nauser this weekend. Dr. Patrick DeLaFontaine, who stepped down as dean of the MU School of Medicine in September 2015, will step back into the role effective immediately, according to a press release today. He initially began as dean in December 2014. During that time, then-MU Chancellor Arbo and Lofton hired a consultant firm to examine the structure of the School of Medicine. Lofton reorganized the structure of the school so the CEO would report to the chancellor instead of the dean, and the dean would report to the provost. An MU faculty council report at the time criticized leadership in the clinical department, as well as pointed out the lack of research the school was doing compared to other university medical schools. I'm Nick Compel, KBIA News, Columbia.